As you get quiet, perhaps you'd want to acknowledge within yourself the very natural unfoldment of spirit. First the ideas, the image, and then the spoken word. And that is the principle of your creation, the principle out of which you are created. It's the principle governing your world, your unfoldment, your whole environment. And so now in that imaging faculty, that is so innately you. See before you a space. A space that perhaps you can even visualize and see with your physical eyes. But certainly you can visualize through your spiritual awareness. A space that is pure energy. Alive. It's the presence that you call infinite mind. See the movement, the pure joy. Its innate abundance. And feel something within you relating to it. So much so that you know this is natural. And to you is given the privilege of choosing. This is a space that only you can step into. And if you would step into it, you must go into it just by yourself. You cannot bring into it any of the fears or the doubts, the heaviness of the years, the resentments, the resistance. You cannot go into it with any sense of limitation, any bondage. For to go into it, you must be willing to become synchronized with it. So let go. As easily as you would put down a package, let go of everything you've been holding on to. Let go in the awareness that you're not letting go of anything that is yours. You're not losing anything. Just putting everything aside. At least for these few moments that are your own experience. And then when you feel free, not only are your hands free, but your heart is free, your thoughts are free. Feel yourself choosing to step into this space. And without making anything happen, for you are not a creator, but you're acknowledging that that is created. Feel yourself becoming synchronized with this energy. So there is less of you, and less, no ego, no control, just let. And there's one energy, pure life. Alive with joy and enthusiasm. moving vibrantly and at the same time very much at peace with itself. All knowing, all encompassing. Without beginning and without end. And feel for yourself, this is my identity. And hear that within you speaking gently, firmly, profoundly, I am. And know a uniqueness that is you. A uniqueness that comes out of creative love. A uniqueness that needs expression. And as you feel this energy moving as you, feel its divine intent. Like feeling all its facets. It's the same energy that your body feels as health. It's the energy you feel flowing through you as creative ideas. It's the energy you touch as an inner dignity. An energy that you sense has no limits. It's the abundance of beauty, the abundance of caring love. The abundance of unfoldment that you see as manifestation. Creativity coming forth. And become aware of how important it was for you to let go of everything and everyone. For how could a slower vibration exist in this mighty, beautiful vibration of light? It's one or the other. Getting synchronized, getting in tune. They're words, but they're saying the same thing. Coming up higher, lifting your sights. It's all saying one thing. And where were you before? Did you create this space? No. If you can be aware of it now, you've always been in it. What changes? The space, the energy, or us? It's always been there. But they're like little doors within us that somehow we've closed. But we can open them. Perhaps that's what we call freeing grace. No one can close them. Only we can open them. But it's always there. It's always you. And now look around you. And recognize that same energy is everywhere present. That as you move through your universe, you're in tune with it. You're synchronized with it. And if you look at the people who inhabit your universe, you recognize each one of them has their space, their consciousness, their uniqueness, their divine inheritance. And each one has the same freedom you do to give way to it. So there's no concern, just a willingness, a desire to give way, a readiness to learn. an inner knowing that is constantly reaching, expanding, stretching out. Always grateful, but always aware there is more. There is more. Never needing to have, but always desiring to be. Experiencing and expressing each moment. Knowing that you live forever in the now of eternity. And even as we look at our outer world of the intellect, it seems interesting that we have coined a phrase, "Don't come into my space," never realizing we were talking spiritual values. But from the intellect, we were possessive about our space. We thought it could be invaded, thought someone could move into it. And the space that the intellect speaks of is the space the soul knows as one energy. Perfect movement of spirit. Creative ideas alive. And an inner desire to give way. Now listen. Listen with your heart. Listen with every fiber of your being. Don't strain, just be aware. Be receptive. And remember again that right where you are standing on holy ground. For right where you are, there is the wholeness of spirit expressing as you. And wherever you are in this universe, because you have accepted and claimed your space, you move through the outer space of wholeness. And you are loved because you are love. You know life because you are life. You give way to joy because it's your nature. The word ambition now becomes an awareness of spiritual integrity and unfoldment. And abundance is the brilliance of light that is you. Always in touch, always synchronized, always ready. And now you can speak the word. Not to create, but to give way. Not to have, but to be. Not to reach for, but to outform. And the word vibrates with this energy, synchronized with every particle of it. And the word is yours, and the word is yes. And you can almost feel the universe celebrating itself as you. And let it all begin right now. So be it.